Welcome to the Thwill Podcast. We're here to entertain, form a bit while talking about Digimon. I'm Mark, run with Thwill, and produce Digimon on Blu-ray.
I'm DevQ, and I'm here.
And I'm AR Pulver, and I'm a bitch for round numbers.
Yeah, this was what the easy one's like. You want to do it? And you're like, yeah. I think the last one we asked you about was like a month or so ago because we're going to do some food stuff. And you're just like, eh, schedule doesn't work. It's like, oh, well.
Yeah. You did ask a couple months ago, but it's been a hot minute since I've been here. And the last time was, I believe, food related.
Okay, yeah. And the last time I asked prior to this actually was the food thing. And I believe when me and Dev went over everything, we were like, this is all generic but non-offensive, mostly.
Yeah, I got the gist of most of it. But I'm glad the schedule worked out. I did actually have a school board meeting today, but I knew it was going to be a short one, so I'm like, yeah, I should be able to hop on afterwards.
Yeah, and there's some fun stuff to talk about, including stuff that some people got really mad about, which is always a bonus.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, but before we go to that, to jump back to my computer from 2 weeks ago, it is no longer idling at 90 degrees Celsius.
Oh.
Yeah, the issue was what I thought it was. I assumed that at some point when I, moved and then moved the computer in between room, at some point the cooler had loosened and the paste had dried because of the additional airflow. Not only was it dried, it was like dust.
Normal paste is as dry as my sinuses.
Which is why I'm happy that I replaced it with a phase change pad instead of paste. So in theory, this stuff will outlast the computer. Yeah, I the thing that I hate the most about computer maintenance is having to deal with paste in any way. I really fucking loathe it.
Well, you would hate my routine maintenance because I'm just taking goop and cramming it into like every crevice of the inside of the machine.
No, that's the thing it's a mess to deal with. I decided, okay, I'm gonna try that pad after I checked with people that it worked like it's supposed to. Very strange to store it in the freezer before using it, but it worked. And everything seems to be working now. And then, let's go on to, first up, Liberator. I think this is the best art we've seen. I don't have anything really negative to say about this chapter, to be honest. It's just really good.
It's very... I did read this one. I was a good boy and looked at the show notes and everything. And
this is very much a play-the-card-game chapter, but it's a fun
really
version.
Is it's like this is reminding me why I don't read Liberator, and at the same time also reminding me why this looks like a lot of fun for people.
No, that's the thing, like this is a full-on play the card game, read the card game chapter, but it was still a fun one even for me, and I'm the one who tends to go, this chapter is card game.
Tutorial.
This was a really fun one, and I honestly think the best evolution comic scene we've gotten Liberator is the Necromon one.
It is absolutely fucking badass, and Necromon is now one of my new favorites because it's so cool.
The exposition was done really well in this one. It's always Arisa or Violet commenting on stuff while stuff is actually happening. It doesn't just stop for them to tell us something.
Mm-hmm.
We get the nice hero montage at the end. I think the best face we've seen so far is when Violet says, "Let's go, Necromon," and her face is like popping. And we get very little Shoto here. It's mostly Shoto giving us exposition as to him realizing something's wrong, and then a short person shows up.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on over there, but don't care that much.
Yeah,
I like that show. It's like, wait, I'm just like even here. It's like, oh yeah, I'm abusing admin privileges. Shit's fucked.
Yeah, just kind of zipped through all that and got to Ari's girl crush on Vi.
It was a great chapter. Honestly, I'm very pleased. The art is. What's funny is when Liberator started, we said the art was good, but you could also see the rough edges. The rough edges are kind of gone at this point.
They've hit their stride.
Yeah, I'm. It is very entertaining. I do think every once in a while we still get the scene where the artist who is Usagi Boach, who does a lot of the social media art that we see, really wants to do like a big widescreen shot, and he just does it anyways, regardless of that the vertical scroll sometimes does not work so well with it. It mostly
I don't love the vertical scroll.
Yeah, it mostly worked this chapter, but was it, Dev, was it last chapter where he did that gorgeous piece of all the Digimon side by side and it was vertical and clearly he didn't want it that way, but he did it anyways?
Yeah. It's either the last chapter or the one directly before that.
Yeah, it was just this gorgeous piece and it's because he knows it's vertical. He's talked about the first couple pages he did as a normal comic, and then someone said, why don't we try doing it as a vertical scrolling thing? And he had to read them to learn how to do it, and it's added to his knowledge. Every once in a while, though, he will do a panel or a page where clearly he just wants to do a big side-by-side thing.
I wonder how they would possibly redo it if they ever, you know, published it in print form.
I would assume they would just do it as well as they could and figure out where to chop stuff off. I don't necessarily expect to get a collection, though, to be honest.
How short it ends up being. Could be worth it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't know. You may be right. I'm just not sure. But yeah, I'm pretty happy with that one. And then the column this time was about raid battle events. I still don't read these because I don't really want to read like the expanded universe stuff just to keep up with it. Although I like when they have pictures.
It was pretty basic.
I like when they at least have pictures so I can enjoy them. This one, no pictures.
It's like, hey, if you fight a raid boss with a bunch of people, we're upping its stats.
Oh, so very normal then.
Yeah. It's like, hey, you can solo this and play it like a regular card game, or you can have friends come along and help you, but also the boss is going to be scaled up.
Was there anything hidden Easter egg? You like how when they did the letter from the in-universe producer that it was the husband of whatever her name was?
I did not pay that close of attention to it. I just kind of scrolled through it in the middle of
4 a.m. Because that one was interesting in that, you know, they add a little flavor to make it make sense in-universe.
Worked either way.
And then on to Digimon Adventure Beyond. Now, AR, I know you know what it is, but I don't think you've been around to talk about it.
Not really. Yeah, I didn't really have a chance to talk about it. This is the music video coming out.
That's what Digimon Adventure Beyond is. That's not what this is, though. Do you remember half a decade ago when they did that campfire project for the Blu-ray of the shorts?
Yes, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so this is another campfire project that they're doing in the lead up to Digimon Adventure Beyond to do some unconventional advertising, something that is not normal for Toei Digimon partners. So when you think of Toei and the stuff they'll do, even when we see them do different stuff, it all fits in a very easy guideline of, okay, this makes sense for Toei. This is them doing crowdfunding for something that is a bit different, which is an advertising wall where you can just walk up and grab merchandise and leave. You don't have to do anything for it. It is just free merchandise. So they did a minimal reasonable goal, which is basically, this is what it will cost to do it. Even if we don't hit that number, any rewards are going to be given out for anyone who goes into the crowdfunding project. So the money is mostly for the rewards, not really for the project. It's to gauge interest, really. So the idea is the music from the Beyond short will be put to cassette, and they will have a giant wall filled with cassettes, and anyone can just walk up and get one. You don't need to pay for it. You don't need permission. They've confirmed that they will have a guard or two on duty to make sure that it's above board how people are acting.
Sure.
But it is...
Yeah, not one dipshit grabbing the entire wall. It's
grabbing all eight of them or whatever.
It is a collectible. They're not doing stretch goals. It is functionally, if you look at the numbers and what it is, they're gauging interest. It isn't even the money. I think it was like the actual goal is like 16... It maps out to like $16,000. They're clearly trying to figure out if people would care about this type of thing.
Yeah. Apparently they did. So.
Rei Nishimura, who's the character designer for Beyond, who also did various stuff for the beginning, did some new art for it. And so just to quickly go over the tiers, just to like, what do you get? So thank you, wallpaper for your device, a certificate, a level up, the project in Shinjuku will have name printed on it for 250 people. Can badges, acrylic stands. The one that people seem to really be excited about was custom versions of the cassette with whichever of the 8 chosen children you want.
That's fun.
Another one, which we'll get back to this later, is a cassette player with, you know, customized for Digimon design stuff. we'll get back to that. Sure. An art reproduction with a serial number of the artwork. All 8 of the kid-themed cassettes, plus the player, plus a, like, suitcase pouch to hold the player. The one that I'm pretty sure sold out the quickest, which was only 3 people, but it was very expensive, was an original illustration by Rei Nishimura. You get to choose any of the Adventure 02 character duos you want. So any kid Digimon pair from Adventure 02. And I believe the idea is that she's drawing the adult designs that will appear in Beyond.
Oh, nice.
Then the top level was a copy of the recording script signed by Natsuki Hanai, Yoshimasa Hosoya, Chika Sakamoto, and Mayumi Yamaguchi, which Taichi Yamato, Agumon, and Gavmon. And they had not announced any cast, or even that there would be voices for sure prior to this.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. So they announced that. And the first thing, some people always get a little upset whenever there's crowdfunding of any sort. I don't completely disagree, but this is more of a stupid little fun thing. And that's, the last one was 5 years ago, and it was the same thing.
Yeah, they're not holding a whole project hostage for it.
They even clarified, if they didn't hit the level, if you left your backer thing until it was done, even if it didn't finish, they would collect the money from you and you would get your merchandise that you wanted. Because that's what most of the money for this actually is.
Sure, yeah.
So then, you know, there were some reasonable complaints. The first and biggest complaint initially was, the actual cassette from the wall, there's no way to get from the campaign. So if you back it, but you're not near Tokyo where it is, you actually can't get that one cassette. So everyone, no matter what level you're backing at, gets the cassette. No matter what the level you is, you get that one on top of whatever else you're doing. And they're not changing the amount rewards or anything. That's just for everyone. They had mentioned both Shinjuku and Tokyo generically. Then later went, it will also be in Nagoya and Osaka at the same time. And they will attempt, and because this does actually happen on Japanese resale sites, they will be checking for the cassettes and trying to block resale. So basically,
Good luck with that.
A lot of times auctions will get pulled in Japan for this, but also it makes it less valuable to just go and try to grab them.
Yeah.
Then they showed the cassette designs. I actually like the cassette designs. They're basic, but I think they're clean in a way that fits well.
They're kind of retro in a cool way.
Skip the cassette player for now. They showed the acrylic stands. And then let's talk about the cassette player, because this one upset some people, which is funny because I had already figured this out and told Dev I was going to get a hold of one to talk about this week. I was not able to do that in time. I was trying, and I was going to take photos of it and post it.
Failed.
I was trying to get it cheap also. I guess a lot of people don't realize that you can't really do custom cassette players anymore. You're buying a collectible. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are like, well, this is a $15 or $20 cassette, and, you know, the lowest reward level for it is $120 or whatever, and it's just a cassette player with Digimon stuff on it. That's all it was ever going to be. It's the equivalent of a can badge. Like I said in the original, when it originally went up, you can't actually even buy good cassette players anymore. They don't make the mechanisms.
No.
Yeah, no. I was actually initially thinking like when they first came out, like the cassettes themselves would be like blanks or not a real functional music playing cassette.
No,
I figured it'd just be just the plastic.
Yeah. But the cassettes are real. They have they have custom colored shells. They have proper labels. The player is just an off the shelf player that you can go and buy, but with Digimon theming to it. And it never occurred to me that people would think it'd be something else, to be honest. And I don't mean that as an insult, but like, it's like a can badge or a card. There aren't really custom ones.
Right.
Did they think they were going to be like a custom sculpted?
Apparently,
like,
yes. People were like, "Oh, people were
kind of cassette fire
shaped like Agumon's mouth."
I saw a number of people going, "Oh, it's a scam. It's a normal cheap cassette player, and they've put Digimon labels or whatever sticker, whatever you want to call it on. That's all it was ever going to be. What? This is like, if you want to play cassettes, you don't want this thing."
No.
You need to find an old, good cassette player, have maintenance done on it. This is a collector's item.
And then immediately convert all your cassettes to digital or different format.
Yeah, it's sort of like, it's an interesting cassette player as far as the modern basic shit ones go, I'll say. Like, I like that the USB-C plug will actually be recognized by Windows.
Oh.
So you can, now, here's the thing. Like we said, the cassette mechanism shit.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't necessarily want to, but you could actually use this to transfer cassettes digitally.
I was going
to
say, if it converts over, because I've done it before.
I assume it'll be shit.
Kind of a pain. It's kind of a pain in the butt to do, depending on the don't have the appropriate equipment.
So here's the thing. Is it stupid? Absolutely. Is it a scam? No. You are buying a Digimon-themed thing. That's what you're paying for. You're not paying for the cassette player, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's...
You're paying for a way to listen to the cassette if you so choose.
Yes. The ultimate example of this, honestly, goes back to what I was saying, the can badge. A can badge is like 10 cents. It is a tin badge with a paperclip.
Yeah.
When you're buying one for between $5 and $15, or if you're importing them much more, you are paying for the Digimon theme to it.
Yes.
I 100%.
I am. You can take my. I found a pirate Sora badge, and you can take it from my cold dead hands.
But like, 100%. Is this stupid? Yes. Is it a scam or ripping people off? Absolutely not. Because no one who cares about cassettes was ever going to buy this thing, minus that they want a shelf piece. That is why I legit.
Yeah, but this is not for the audiophile. This is
no. This is
do audiophiles even care about cassettes still?
Some do, mostly more as a, I remember the sound of a cassette.
As a museum.
Now here's the thing. I still get plenty of music. I always get either a CD and rip it, or a high-resolution digital file if it's available to purchase in that format, which more often than not nowadays it is. And here's the thing.
Yeah.
They've announced a digital single will be March 21st, which is the new version of Braveheart for it, which is Digimon Animation 25th arranged version.
Yeah.
So, like, if you want the song, it's not exclusive to cassette. This is going to be $2 or $3.
Right.
I consider crowdfunding. I consider crowdfunding to be a scam when they don't have permission to do it. They don't deliver what they promise. They change the goalpost to make stuff worse. I don't care if it's $150 for a collectible rebadge of something. We all have like that fucking mug I always talk about.
That's too fucking tiny to use.
And in fact, I found it. I need to take a picture of it. That is a tiny mug. That is not like a custom Digimon mug. It is a mug. It has Digimon stuff printed on it. I got it from a pop-up store. It was more expensive than it should have been. That's not a ripoff. I knew what I was getting. The only asterisk to this is I can understand some people may not know, like, that's not a thing with cassette players.
It's like, sorry, they're not old enough.
Yeah, this is a normal cassette player. In fact, that's how I had some of the details of the cassette player written up, like, instantly. Because I saw it and I went, this definitely does not have a custom shell or something, which I didn't expect. I bet if I go to AliExpress and search for cassette player, and it was like the first result. So I literally went through the tech sheets. I'm like, the USB-C isn't just for power. It will actually let you transfer stuff. And, yeah, so I just... The generic anger about it just doesn't really fit with me because of what it is.
Silly little collectible.
Now, which of the 8 kid themed cassettes do you think is the best? The funny part is looking at like the contrast between the colors, I think the best one's actually Mimi.
I was about to say Mimi, just because the colors are really nice. Purple.
The pink on the green works really well.
Sora's isn't too bad.
No,
Yamato's isn't too bad. Yamato's is okay, too.
So, I would say the worst blue for me are Joe's, I don't think, works very well. And Hikari's Koshiro's is kind of bland.
I don't like Koshiro's either.
Koshiro's, I don't dislike. The orange needs to be brighter.
Yeah.
The orange
is a problem for me. Because, like, the blue on the orange in Taichi's is fine.
Yeah.
But the orange on the blue, or the purple for Koshiro's, just doesn't work.
You know what the weird one is? I think the most unique one is probably Takaru's.
Because, like, the night's kind of, like, teal color.
Yeah.
It
doesn't stand, like, when I look at them all, my eye doesn't pull to that one as the best, but it does, like, go well.
It's an interesting color choice.
Yeah.
It's pleasing, but I like Mimi's the most.
Yeah. Oh, then I didn't mention my favorite part of the crowdfunding thing. So when it went up, if you looked at it, it was like the project's going to launch on January 20th. Now, this was not posted on January 20th. This was like the 15th. They were letting people know what's happened. The next day I wake up and people tagging like, this is proof Adventure's dead. No one's done it. It's at zero. And I'm just like, man, you really aren't reading any of this, are you? Yeah, so we'll get back to the cassettes and where that's at shortly, because there's a fun update with that. But first, let's move on to Anime Japan. So it's at March 22nd, 23rd this year for the public days. The business days are, I didn't even check when the business days are this year. But on March 23rd at 3:20 p.m. on the Blue Stage, they'll have a Digimon Anime 25th Anniversary stage event. We do not... know what it is, minus that this is technically speaking after they said they're done with the 25th anniversary, which I believe they said the end was going to be Digimon Con when they premiere Beyond It. I believe it is a couple days before this. Yeah. So we will see. Now, here's the thing. They've done stuff at Anime Japan before for Digimon where it's literally just something has just happened and they just talk about it.
Right.
I was hoping they would have the Agumon and Gabumon mascot suits beat the shit out of each other on stage.
Beat the shit out of each other, no. Dance and take photos would not shock me.
They've got to have a couple of the ones that they can afford to get rid of. Like, there was a Gamamon one, wasn't there?
Did they make it is, Gamamon? But we have not seen Gamamon since like the show ended.
They can beat up Gamamon.
Actually, you know which one we haven't seen for a while? We haven't seen the Gilmon one for a good while. They made that for that 25th anniversary museum a couple years ago, and we've very rarely seen it since. Vmod we got to see a bit because of the movie. But yeah, so we'll see.
Yeah, take out Gilmon, it's fine.
And then also at Anime Japan, Cameo Japan has announced a new wave of Digimon merchandise for general release, and it'll be at Anime Japan early. And the theme is casually coordinated outfits.
They're okay.
New clothes, I'm good. It's fine. Anytime they're in different outfits, it's actually
funny because I can tell which ones have the most interest because people have been drawing them. The most interest has been Mimi, Sora, Koshiro.
Yeah.
I have come across the Mimi one.
Yeah.
Although, here's the thing. It's a bit hard to tell with the Mimi one because it may also just be Mimi with hair down like that.
No, I've seen Mimi ones like that.
Oh, no, I have too, but I'm saying some of the ones that I think might be that may have just been Mimi with pigtails.
Oh, wow. I didn't even notice the pigtails, but yeah.
Products here are all...
And yeah, anytime Koshiro looks like he knows what he's doing when dressing is an event, so...
And also that hat on Hikari is a tat choice.
I was going to say the hat on Joe is a choice.
To be fair, that's like a detective hat. That feels like it matches Joe. Although I will say, that hat does not work on Gomamon at all, though.
I don't know.
So the products here are all pretty standard. Nothing super exciting, to be honest.
And if you're going to go with a hat, Joe, and if you're going to go with a hat like that, Joe, the rest of the outfit should have something to complement that and not just blue jacket and a tie.
And then Terriermon time. The most recent Terriermon Assistant Lab, he played GeoGuessr with them pulling up Digimon locations.
I had never watched one of these before.
Oh, they're quite fun.
And these are amazing.
No, they really are.
I love these so much.
So I like
them. I just love the fact that the voices crack constantly. Like they're just constantly riffing off each other, and the voice actors is just occasionally has to dip out. And
so here's the funniest part. I don't believe we know who it is, but do you remember how before we had the cast for Adventure 2020, someone in Japan had done like, this is what they would like the cast to be, and some people were passing it around, and I showed it to, and it was like just literally like Pokemon actors, like, this person plays Ash, this person plays May. Do you know who the name that I've seen someone pass around that they think it's this person? It's like, there's no way in hell she's going to this effort. It is not Jun Noda.
Oh, God, no.
No.
I
don't like her, no.
Yeah. Very successful actor.
It doesn't sound like her.
No. But yeah, so they also made him not only figure out the location, but also comment on, like, where's it from in Digimon? What happened there? It just...
We've all done before.
Yeah.
But, right?
Yeah, but no, the Terrymon Assistant Lab have all been very delightful. One of my favorites was when he plays Digimon Racing.
Yeah, that one. I was looking up the archive and like, okay, which ones do I need to check out? And
I still
so bad at it.
But I still like this one starts off with him going, okay, oh, they found a way to let him leave the room. And they start, this is just another quiz, isn't it?
It's another quiz, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I love that they knew the audience well enough. It's like, yep, GeoGuessr, this is on the nose, because I've certainly done it. Like, you have no idea how long it took me to find the, I think it was that bridge that they're always next to and trying to find that specific location. And I did find it.
Yeah.
It exists.
I want to say the first one, was it Gilmon's home? Then
I knew that one instantly. Yeah.
And then, as announced last month in V-Jump, they finally got moved on from the Digimon 02 theme, which they did a couple years ago in the lead up to the movie, and it is now themed after they call it Digimon Laboratory V-Jump. It is themed after Terrymon Assistant.
It's very pleasing to the eye. I like the color.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very curious to see. Because this one, it's kind of a pseudo calmer one than we've seen for V-Jumps. So, like, it doesn't have some of the nice section headers and stuff we've seen in the past. So I'm curious next time to see if any of those are back or if they're just not doing that anymore. Because they sort of have them, but not really. Because, like, before they had, like, the nice blocks that'd be, like, section one, cards, section two, merchandise. There's some of that here, but not quite to the extent. And then they went over new Digimon comic stuff, which theoretically, if they do what they did last time, it's going to show up on when I'm awake on Friday. Because last time they're like, it's going to be in this month. And then I wake up on the 31st, because the first in Japan, and they're just there. So they go over all of them. And then the bit at the bottom seems to be confusing people because they use some non-specific language. So... The last one, which was kind of a pseudo prequel to Digimon Seekers about Yulin, it does end with the to be continued, but here they're like, it's a story of Eiji and Lugamon. So now we're not sure if it's a new comic or if they're just going to cameo or what is going to happen.
Huh.
And also the weird thing is the Digimon Seekers comic often is not included with the rest when they count stuff. So it's really not clear what's going on there. So we will see. At the very least, they want us to think of Eiji and Lugamon. So I'm not sure. Because, like, a prequel does not really fit for them. Jumping to a sequel wouldn't. All I can think is that since it's a prequel, we might see them or something. Because I don't know if jumping to a new story with them would make any sense in the context of Seekers. So we will see. I was more interested in the stuff in this comic than I ever was in Seekers, to be honest.
Yeah.
They put it together pretty well. So a couple days we may see it, and it's time for everyone's favorite cards. They've shown some of the best cards lately. So first up, Omegamon with an energy silhouette of Omegamon X behind him.
It's fucking glorious.
It really is. Then the last Guardian.
The background on this one is really cool.
So. This is a new version of an original card game card, new art. The original card just used their profile art. Like, it just had Omegamon X, and it had normal Wargreymon Metal Groomon's head floating, So this is like a nice new thing. So I'm pleased by
that. It's really fucking badass.
No, it does. Then Omegamon X gets some really cool art here. It
cool, but pretty generic. It's basic Omegamon.
So here's the both the positive and the negative. It is very much the this could be a model kit box cover, which I like them, but that is an issue. Then XVmon, I have no complaints here. It's just a neat one of firing X laser or V laser based on language.
Zip, zip.
And it is actually a panorama with the Stingmon card.
Oh, yeah.
Which, it's not often they do the panoramas for the bordered cards, though. Normally when they do the panorama, it's like a pair.
Right.
New card for Violet. So this one feels trippy to me because it doesn't feel like Violet from the webcomic. It feels like if there was a Digimon Liberator manga.
Mm-hmm.
This would be like a cover or a promo image. Then we get art for Necromon and his attack, Apparition Legion.
Absolutely fucking badass.
Him shooting out ghosts. Then Phantomon, just really good art on this one.
I think this is actually one of my favorite from the set so far.
It is one of the top ones. And it's weird because it feels like it was out of nowhere.
It's like, I really love like the sort of like watercolor look to it. And also Phantomon's one of my favorites. And it's just, the lighting is so nice.
And then on to parallel cards. So Eximon Ace. What I like though is it's not just doing Dragonic Impact. It's actually doing it as it's described in the attack, where it actually has to like go up into the exosphere and dive down. So I'm happy about that.
I like how the text is right on his mouth. It's like, om nom nom nom.
Then we get Jessmon. Then we get Jessmon GX, which doing his best impression of a Gundam.
Aren't they all?
They are, but this one especially. This is really like right out of Gundam fucking Seed.
Tryhard.
Imperial Dramon Fighter Mode Black. I like the art. I don't know if I like it as much as the original card art, though. So here's one that I don't dislike. It's disappointing, though. Giga Seedramon, who is there.
He is a fish.
Yeah.
Yes, fish.
Chaosmon Valderarm. I like the light refraction, but this is one where, like, they don't know what to do with Chaosmon sometimes in art.
Yeah.
So it's like, here's Chaosmon Valderarm using the Valderarm. Alphamon.
That's an arm, all right.
Alphamon or Yuken Ace.
Generically.
So here's the thing. I like this one. I like all the energy effects. The energy effects almost make it hard to focus on Alphamon, though.
Well, there's so many cards that are like Alphamon, but, you know, because this is Oryuken, they're probably wanting more focus on the weapon itself.
Yeah.
Sure.
Then makes sense. A parallel card for Koda and Yuji.
Amazing. These guys are still getting attention.
Oh, no. I can tell how little attention they get. Do you want to know how? I only realized when I put up the parallel card, and then I had to go check the normal one. Everywhere I wrote Koji, no one said anything or noticed. No one said anything or noticed until one person on the parallel card then goes, "Why do you keep calling him Koji?" And I'm like, "What?" And I go and look, and I'm like, "Oh, I wrote Koji everywhere. Not only did I write it, I wrote both spellings as Koji."
God.
And no one noticed. Or no one noticed and cared enough to mention until the parallel card, because they apparently got annoyed enough that I was doing it every time. They thought I was doing like a bit. And it's because I'm so used to typing Koji, like, you know, you have muscle memory from typing these names all the time.
Right.
But the character that actually matters.
Yeah. I love the reflection in the blade of Oryumon. That's my favorite part of this. It's nice art, but the main issue I have with this is the line style does not mesh with the art for me. Where it's kind of like the pseudo-colored type thing. It just doesn't...
Okay.
Like, if you look at...
You expect more it's like cell-shaded, kind of.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's cell-shaded in an odd way.
Crisper, you expect more crisp line work.
Yeah. Then we have Death X-mon.
Fucking badass.
So here's the thing. It's badass. It's also very busy if you just want to look at it. Like, it's cool.
It is a lot.
But it is a lot to take in.
Yeah, that background really is noisy.
I do like that. Very often, one of the issues with the cards is the angles are, I'm looking at a camera.
Hmm.
And I don't mean that in an insulting way, but it does happen a lot. Then Code Cracker Fang and Hacker Judge.
Colors on this one.
I like it. It does feel weird, though, because we're so used to how the art looked for these characters in Seekers. And now we're getting like then we're getting like cartoony anime art. It's like it's like really close to Seeker's art, but it's just far enough off that's creating like
Give us some super deformed art of them. Just do it.
Yes.
Let's see it.
Make Usagi Bochi draw them. Like in the same style.
Fenrir Lugumon, Takemizuchi, Ace. This appears to be a really cool high speed dash, which I love. But it does continue. It does continue a long-standing issue with Fenrir Lugumon art, where it very often is hard to tell if they want us to think of it as a standing hero Digimon or on all four. Now, it is an on all four wolf thing, but a lot of times the art, they want it to be like a hero doing stuff.
It's a little misleading.
Yeah. Parallel cards for Violet and Ghostmon. So first up, the Violet one with Ghostmon in the background's great. The weird
she is ridiculous.
So here's the weird thing. Okay. If you look at this art, you look at Violet, very good anime style art of Violet. It almost reminds you of like Iru from Hunters. But if you look at Ghostmon in this art, am I wrong or does he look like a Muppet?
Muppet, yes. Muppet.
Like he has like the Muppet face?
Violet's less Iru and Hunters than the Nami and Savers.
Well, no, I don't mean but she's Iru. I mean, like, if you look at the art, like, it's the whole, like, the rich, fancy lady type setup.
Oh, yeah.
And there's also, like, the arrogant type thing, which the comic even kind of admits she's playing it up to some degree. But, yeah.
Ghostmon saying, like, Kermit.
Then we get Ghostmon with all of his evolutions behind him in the energy. Oh god! Really like now that multiple people have said it, now I do see it like as Kermit. See the problem
I'm thinking more Scooter, but sure.
No, you know who it is? It's not either of those. When I say it, you're gonna laugh because okay, are you looking at Ghostmon?
Yeah.
Yes.
Rolf.
Nope.
Because like Scooter. Rolf's still mouth
for me. Yeah, the mouth. Okay, but the voice.
Oh, I would want want the voice to be Scooter for sure. Oh, that's a good one. Tiny says Oscar the Grouch. That's a good choice. That's a good one.
Here's the problem.
The art for Ghostmon's card's good. It just can't compare to us being like, she's a cartoon character and he's a fucking Muppet.
Yeah.
It just does not compare. Like, here's the thing. It's a very cool card. We don't have anything to say about it after that, though.
Yeah, the Ghostmon card on its own is like, yeah, he looks like a Digimon. That's no fun.
Yeah. The Necromon...
if they don't look like a Muppet or a Gundam, we don't have time here. We have a lot of cards.
So this Necromon card, I've been thinking about it since it came out, what it reminds me of, and I just thought of it right now. Okay, so the parallel card of Necromon, not Mumra, Shao Kahn.
Oh, yes.
Very Mortal Kombat.
It is very Mortal Kombat.
It's very cool. And then Heavy Metal Dramon. This is just a cool one. Weirdly, did people not realize that Heavy Metal Dramon was a purple Megadramon, basically? Because a lot of people saw Megadramon there, like, why is he there? What relation do they have? And, like, you do realize it's like... Remember, the evolutions are all themed after Gilmon stuff. I guess not, because a lot of people seem confused by this. But
you pointed it out, I see it immediately.
Here's the issue I have with it, though, honestly. Megadramon looks more cool than Heavy Metal Dramon.
Yeah.
They're in a band together.
We got the front man and the drummer in the back. The drummer just like they're hitting stuff and no one's noticing him until like they see like the shadow.
Yeah, and but then, the drummer's always secretly more badass in those shows.
And then Altea with Espeon. So I don't hate this one. It is very much a classic pose. Do you know how classic of a pose this is? Do you remember those parallel cards a while ago, Dev, of each of the anime heroes running with their partner?
Yeah.
Someone found the glamour image of that from the card game. It was booster like 18 or 19 and put the Altea card next to it. And it looks like he fits right in.
Oh, that's funny.
Then Shoto gets a card in the same style. So here's the thing. I really like this one. Does the D storage look kind of fucky in this?
It's the angle that it's at. Because
I don't know what it's supposed to look like, so...
So here's the thing. As much as we joke that the D swords is just a box, this feels like too much of a box.
It's a box.
Yeah. Then Zafagamon Ace.
Someone cut a hole in the box.
This is a better look at the previously unseen super mode. There's a lot going on this card.
I like that there's like mint and purple on there.
And then
I like those colors.
Yeah, I like the design. I kind of wish it had gotten revealed in the comic first, though, because like this clearly is meant to be something big in the comic, and now we've seen multiple cards of it.
It'd be really funny if it never showed up in the comic.
Oh, that'd be good. And then we
I remember Ghost Game. We all had a blast.
Oh, I love that piece. Here's the thing. That is not new for Digimon either. People saw the designs and were like, okay, there's going to be a bunch of Gamamon evolutions. And we kind of went, I guess, maybe. But like, we have toy-specific stuff in the franchise all the time. Even when the show was running. Like, the entire reason War Greymon has the shield was they were asked, could they do something with the design? Because they had the Agumon head split apart for the Transformer. Okay, so like, okay, first
you're right. It's just funny every time it happens.
No, it is, but it happens every time, and people get really upset about it. And like, also, like, what do
they
not?
That's so fun about it.
No, but like, I remember when people were like, what do they not? The toy and anime divisions not talk to us? Like, they aren't always playing. Everything is not like
they're not in lockstep.
No, but like, for example, like they went, okay, when they heard like the Digivice VV was not something that Bandai contacted Toei to add to the anime team saw the color and the new design and decided to put it in. It was just going to be a toy. It was not meant to be in the show. The show found out about it and added it, which is a neat bonus. But yeah, poor Cool Boy. He got nice art, but he's not going to compare to that and whatever AR is about to say about it.
No, I was just gonna comment that it's weird to do it that way too, to just see something and go, yeah, let's put it in. To be fair,
it's come up in franchise including Digimon. That happens more than you think. The entire reason they have the Dagomon episode was Kakuto looking at Digimon that were available and looking at designs and goes, is this Digimon based on that thing? Which he didn't say, but
I can see that. I can see that with Digimon, but with products, it's more of a surprise for me.
Well, here's the thing. It's in the sense of they're doing a new product line of new ones for multiple shows, and they're just doing a new color for Digimon. It's not meant to be like a fancy thing. It's just...
That's true, yeah.
It's just, okay, they already did the blue show one. They're going to do a nice red one. It will look nice next to the lineup of the other colors. And then the show finds out about it and puts it in, which is a great bonus, but, like, they weren't planning to make the show do it. Oh, Stark point out, in Altea's art, he's a football player and Espimon's the football. He's about to punt him.
Please put that somewhere. Need to see that.
So for Cool Boy, great anime art. I don't know why the Omekamon art here is this great.
He's so fucking menacing.
Because
Omekamon art is always great.
No,
what are you talking about?
No, but I mean, like, they clearly want him to look like, to have, like, the same look Cool Boy has, but he can't emote, so they just lean him forward and put some shadow on him, like, he's cool now.
I need to see Omekamon on the cover of a Gundam box now.
Okay, then Omegamon X parallel art. The funny part about this is based on how you interpret the art, there's two interpretations. One, Omekamon has evolved into Omegamon and you can see his little papery things flying away. Or two, Omegamon has just murdered that little bitch. And we just see the data like bleeding. Like, look at the red.
The girls are fighting.
And then special parallel cards. So six of these, so there's a number from Itohiro, who it's kind of themed of like nice wide shots. So we get Alphamon or Yuken Ace, Jessmon GX Ace, Examon Ace. That Examon art's really nice with the rainbow and light and everything.
It also is good at showing like the scale of like how big this motherfucker is supposed to be.
Benrelugamon Takemika Zuchi Ace, which this is one of the better art for him we've seen.
Fluffy and I want to pet it.
And then the last one from him is Heavy Metal Rise. The interesting thing here is, does it feel like it's supposed to be a mock concert?
Yes.
Okay. Now
it's like Impmon down in the pit.
Now Zafagamon Ace and Imperial Dramon Fighter Mode Black is a bit different. It's from manga creator Demizu Pusaku, who created the Promised Neverland and also does the manga for Beyblade X.
I can definitely see the Promised Neverland vibes.
Yeah, like we get some nice gold framing on the cards. The art's super nice. Again, we keep getting cool shit for the super mode of Zafagamon before we've seen the character. And then the last one is a gold foil profile shard of Omegamon X from Asmaria, which matches a few that he's done for Dukemon and the gold form of Magnemon X. Box toppers for the set are the 6 baby cards with a special finish. Nothing super fancy here. We have the clean cards for the booster, plus a bunch of recent promo cards, which I still think the nicest one is that 9 set of Omegamon things from the Omegamon binder.
Oh, yeah.
That is a nice thing. And I actually went to the effort when I was laying them in the forum so that they would show up in formation.
Nice.
Hard game goes over a 2-page spread and really gives us a close-up look at the special mode of Zafagamon. They want us to see every bit of this guy before he shows up anywhere.
If he ever shows up.
They're showing him so much it feels like he probably will.
It'd be funny if he didn't.
Yeah. Oh, it would be really funny. Then Card Battle had two new episodes where they do booster set 20 matches. They also did a trailer for booster. That trailer's fucking long. When I wake up and start putting stuff together and I'm like, oh, there's a trailer. It's going to be 45 seconds. I think it was like 2.5 minutes long or something.
I still need to go watch it.
It was neat. And then, now that we're done with cards, the Stamp Rally event thing that they're doing. They did a page in VJump to show off some of the merchandise that they're going to give away for it. Nothing super crazy. And then they end VJump with that page with Terrymon assistant mentioning he's interested in O2 lately. It's 25th anniversary. Wink, wink.
Really, Terrymon? We didn't know.
Hmm.
I wonder if that would be relevant. And then I believe I posted this and then mentioned. Then I'm like, hey, Dev, I'm after your fucking wallet.
Pretty much. I have nothing left to live for, so I might as well just bury myself in, like, a giant pit of Kuramon plushies.
So the Tiny Collection was a pop-up shop. They are now doing online sales. First, let's go to the weird thing. So the shop has Bai integration in it. Apparently, this stuff was all blocked and was done as, like, you know, not available for online sales. And even if you go to Bai, they couldn't do it. A few people have said that that has apparently changed in the last day or so, so maybe we're trying again. So, out of all these products, there's some interesting stuff there. The one everyone's going after is the Kuramon plush.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's perfect.
And then, it is perfect. Then they announced, they call it roomwear. I think we'd know it better as loungewear.
Yeah.
This was not at the pop-up shop. It's Patamon and Tailmon themed roomwear.
So fluffy and cuddly.
Yeah, The Kuramon plush is the number one item people are trying to import. Number two are these, the loungewear.
I also really want that Kuramon desk mat.
I don't remember, one second, were there two of them or was it the same one but it was flippable? Okay, it's two types, yeah.
Yeah,
because I think it's like a non-slipper or whatever on the other side. I remember.
And also a mug. But yes, I need to get a picture of that next to my normal mug since I'm always mentioning how fucking tiny it is. So these are available.
Yeah, I'm going to put lots of liquids in this. Like, oh, this is basically a shot glass with a handle.
Yeah, so these are available until February 16th. If the integration is not working, then find another intermediary.
Shit.
There's going to be, I guarantee within a year, we're going to see that Kuramon plush for like $80 at conventions.
Add an extra zero.
Yeah,
I don't think it's
about right.
I think maximum is you might see it for 100 because there's not going to be.
Look, I've seen that Dan Meikumon for $3,000. Okay.
Okay, but remember the original price of that was not cheap.
Yeah, and I've seen someone buy that Meikumon at that price too.
And that thing's also huge though, and
it is.
That is immaculately detailed. That is one of the quickest sellouts we've ever seen from premium Bandai's that Meikumon plush. And then we get the poll time. So poll results for favorite monthly Digimon Soul Sword in 2024. Is anyone shocked that it's the Waifu Squad?
The Waifu Squad. Literally. Yeah, literally posed. Literally, the concept was Waifu Squad.
No, the theme was, the art was June Bride.
Yeah, Waifu Squad, like you said.
August was second with Gaia Force Drone Show. I'll be honest, Terramon being third surprised me, even though I said I thought it was one of the better ones. And then the Meikumon Cat one was fourth.
Yay.
But did the cat shitpost be a little bit higher, but I definitely expected the waifus to be, like, number one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not shocking at all. I'm a little shocking the drone show made it as high as it did, to be honest. So nothing shocking. It did, but I'm not shocked. Poor Shumon, so tired after making all those dresses. And then, new poll, it's part two of the favorite Digimon add to the reference book in 2024.
And I completely forgot about the first one.
So, I don't recognize any of these, so.
Oh, these are all ones from like the last half year.
Yep, that's why I don't recognize them.
You mean you don't recognize Espeomon's ultimate form, Invisimon, the mighty hero who has like a jet that he can grab onto?
I choose not to acknowledge.
I'm looking at these, I'm trying to think who I think would be top. It's Invisimon or the Giant Pyramid, I think. Or Dinomon. People love them some fucking Godzilla.
That's...
Give me the good kaiju bullshit.
Yeah, that's where I'd go.
I don't know. I like the little fucking sand... I just want to call it a sand troll. It's such an ugly little fucker. But, like, I actually like the design. Like, it's such a goof. It's such a Digimon design, isn't it? I love that piece of shit.
I remember seeing the card artwork of it and, like, showing it to my partner. Like, look at this fucking thing. I don't know where its body and head begins or ends, but it's so cool. I love it.
I agree. It's such a goofy fucking Digimon design. Okay, who do we think's going to be at the bottom?
So I don't know if there's any context behind any of these, if they're used in stories or anything.
Okay, so for the pictures, top four, Liberator, the middle, okay. The leftmost and rightmost are from New Century, and the middle three are from Liberator.
Okay.
Third row, the three on the right are from Liberator, and they evolve from Sandlizimon. The left one was from Pendulum Color.
Oh, okay. I was going to say that one looked like it's from Pal World, but...
Bottom row is the two in the middle are Espeomon evolutions, and left and right are from New Century.
Probably one of the New Century ones would be my guess. Finishing bottom.
Yeah.
1 second. Someone says in the second row, all four... Well, the last one is from Liberator. You're right. That's from the Yao's partner.
Yeah.
I got mixed up because the two, yeah, there. I saw the design and like jumped the wrong way.
Does look like it? That does look like a New Century thing.
Yeah, it does. I saw there's been something from New Century that looks like that, and I got confused.
It does. It really does.
Yeah.
Like I didn't bat an eye when you said that.
No, because there was some dragon one a while ago from New Century.
There's one that looked exactly like that from New Century. Yeah. I remember that one.
Yeah. Okay, moving on from poll. I'm bad enough with Japanese names. I'm not gonna do much better with the Chinese names. Now this one I can do. We get reference book art for Necromon, and that is cool art. So here's the thing. There's something cool about this art that I saw people complaining about. The sword with the teeth and with the way the arms are posed makes a skull.
Oh, that's so fucking cool.
I saw people upset about this and like, no, that's fucking neat. Especially since it's very possible to not notice it until you're kind of like going like, you can see the eyes and the mouth.
Mm-hmm. And also the way that the tabard is hanging down from below the arms, it looks like the skull eyes are bleeding.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's nice.
Yeah. And then There's been more batches of Ghost Game added to the 7-Eleven thing since they've expanded how long we'll be staying there.
How long have I been gone and this is still happening?
Were you here when they said they were going to expand it to let it keep going until the end of 2025? I think it was the end of 2024 expanded to when you left.
Yeah, that I think I remember
but
that.
But in November, they started announcing more stickers being added or more prints being added to it. But yes, more. But here's the weird thing. So like I put one on the side because I was busy and just didn't have time to grab all the images one week. And then it's like, okay, they did another one, so I need to do it now because to do both at the same time. And I'm looking through and I'm like, something's weird about what I just downloaded because each batch of these is about 80. So why, when I set it to batch download a specific way, why do I have over 200? I'm looking like they did a third batch, but they didn't do an ad image for it. And I went and checked their Twitter and scrolling through, I'm like, there is not another one of these in here. They just did like an invisible batch at some point. And I actually go through and put all of them in a clean row so people can see them. Because I have nothing better to do. Honestly. I have nothing better to do when I decide to do these things over like 2 hours on a night. And then from the Toei Museum, they were showing off that they still had some 2025 calendars. I had missed the Taichin Agumon art in the 2025 Toei Animation Calendar. That is fucking nice artwork. Holy shit.
Huh.
Like, that's not just, like, the standard anime-style art. That's really nice. And then if you look at the previews, they don't get the generic August slot. They get the Christmas art.
That is surprising.
Yeah, so that's neat. Then we get the card game art. It's of Yao's doing her New Year's resolution just to get stronger. By now, I would assume she's given up on it.
Everyone does.
Then... GSM Pilot did the cover for Chapter 10-1 and put up on social media some really nice art. This is a great art of Necromon and Violet.
It's fun.
It's good art.
They're having such a good time fucking everything up.
Especially Necromon. He looks so happy to be here. And then Tomo 1 did art of Violet for the same thing. And then Usagi Bochi went nuts that week. So first up, we get art of Unchained, which he said he was reminding himself how to draw her, because it had been a while since he had to do more than a bit. Then he noticed...
Yeah, what's this little bastard's hair look like again? I don't remember.
Then he's like, he hasn't drawn much lately, because the year. This was drawn before the rest. Did an image of Arisa to, like, you know, warm himself up. And then he went nuts for Violet for Chapter 10-1. So we get the key ad art thing he did for himself because he does all the art for the comic. Great art of Violet. Then the second one, he notes January 14th is when Violet's birthday is because he writes it also. So his thing is as official as it's going to get. He hopes she continues to forge her path as a lady who doesn't fit in any mold. He notes there's also love, courage, and hope. He hopes everyone will spend that day and every day with love, courage, and hope. And he also drew her in like loungewear. And you can see a little sketch of Arisa.
Honestly, that's amazing.
And then we'd gotten an update on the cassettes, which at the time, the update was... scroll that image that I posted. Here it is.
Somewhere.
Okay. So it was in under 9 hours from when it started, it was past 618%. It's the number one rated general category project on Campfire.
Jeez.
And... I want to pull it up now to see where it actually is at the moment. It is 857%.
Damn.
So, yes. So, anyone who doubts why it's adventure, this was clear. Like, there.
People really want
cassettes.
Yeah, people really want those 9 cassettes. and then Volcano Oda posted some photos of him going to the Ioni Productions New Year's party. Various. Photos and texts included Digimon people. Masaka Nozawa, who about as famous as you can get for a voice actor.
Right.
Yeah. He says she always speaks to him kindly and he loves her. Then Oda with a number of people joking they are forming a new heel faction.
Yep.
Included is Mitsuo Iwata, who most notably Digimon roles is Messamon and Atmon and Clockmon in Ghost Game.
Yep.
Then Yukika Motoyoshi, who a number of smaller roles in Ghost Game, complimented her a number of times. Then Marika Kono, who's Mimi in 2020. He said, she always very kindly talks to such an old man. He was pleased that he got that when they did the ceremony presentation, he was standing next to her. Always nice to hear from Volcanoda. Weirder to hear from him nowadays when he's not the person who runs the brand.
He just keeps showing up. They can't get rid of him.
To be fair, they keep inviting him to stuff. Then Usagi Bochi did a doodle of Shoto in between Digimon Liberator panels and includes the text, "Next week the digital gate will also open." Shoto is just excited that he'll be back in the comic again.
Yeah.
More card game art, this time of Violet and Ghostmon, of Violet's super very good partner, Ghostmon, the embodiment of poise and loyalty. And then it's noted, do you think the two of them hang out at cafes like this?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I would assume they get thrown out.
Also possible.
Yeah. Okay, then in chat, you guys can start throwing up your questions. First, someone asked, any thoughts on hitting 250 episodes? What's funny is you've been gone for a while, AR, and you're still in over 200 of them.
That's terrifying.
Like, why do you?
But then for a while we were doing like every week.
To be fair, we did every week for like 3 years.
Yeah, we did every week for like through Adventure and Ghost Game, I think.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah. Entirely. Yeah.
Why'd we get those two?
I am mostly shocked that even during the downtime, we've had so much that it's really easy to put together a full show without even doing anything else.
No, not really. And I mean, Ghost Game is fun to watch. And
No. I don't mean like that. But like, if you've been doing a podcast when Savers was on. Once Savers ended, there was almost nothing to discuss.
Else. Yeah.
Or,
right.
Like, we're at the point now when, theoretically, there is not big stuff happening. Even if you remove the card game stuff, there's still enough to talk about.
Yeah, we're still here for, like, over an hour every other week.
Yeah, then someone said, let's see. But yeah, it's just crazy to think, and it's still mostly fun to talk about this stuff. I would enjoy either anime back or have a calmer break period. Because it's like...
One extreme or the other, isn't it?
Yeah, but like even the break periods aren't really breaks this time. Like there were times when we were doing the show...
Yeah, merch sites and pop-up shops and...
Yeah. There were times in between tries when there might be a time when we go, oh, we don't really need to do an episode this week. There's enough to talk about, but we'll wait a week and there'll be more.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we kind of, for a long time, kind of packed them into like do like a once a month kind of deal.
Yeah.
That was partially due to
their
schedule. Yeah. But, yeah.
It is nice not to do it at like the morning anymore. But yeah, so.
Yes, time zones.
Plenty more to do. Then Devin asks, when Terrymon Assistant passes his PhD, what happens? Does he, one, mode change? Does he, two, evolve to Gargomon Hakase, or three, armor evolve to Rapidmon Hakase?
Terriermon unpaid intern.
To be fair, isn't he technically that now?
Yes, but now it'll be official.
Let's see. Someone said, it's obviously a common request for the older games, but do you think something like Cyber Sleuth or even Survive could get a remaster?
I feel...
Survive with a visual novel.
I feel old already... I don't
so
make
here's,
me feel
so
older
here's the thing. Here's the thing. There
trying
are
to Cyber Sleuth remaster.
So here's the thing. There are modern games that will get remasters when it might make sense for visuals or whatever. But for Cyber Sleuth, it's like you can play it in 4K. It looks fine. It looks nice.
Yeah, that looks...
I don't know what you would like. I don't want real graphic Cyber Sleuth.
Right. Cyber Sleuth looks great for what,
but like
for,
here's the thing. Like
its age, and
but like if you play it on
not even for its age, it still looks good.
If you play it on a PS4 Pro or PS5, it runs at like 100 pixels less than 4K or something. Like it runs about as good as you would expect. I just don't see, and frankly, even if they thought it would sell, I don't see them doing it at this point because I think it would just piss people off. You have to have a new game first, I think.
Yeah. I mean, it's basically kind of the same console generation, maybe plus one half.
Yeah.
It's not that far off.
No, but that's the thing. Like, the game runs basically, like, on my PC. In fact, my old PC, I did not have this PC when I went over the PC and Switch version. I was a PC back. And that ran 4K on my machine fine then. Like, you can run the game at 4K 60 now if you want. Like, it running at 120 is not going to do anything.
Right.
I think at the moment, I think if you announce something like that, it would just piss people off. I assume...
Yeah.
Like, here's the thing. I understand the question because there are some recent games. Like, for example, Doom 64 ran on PS4 and Xbox. The nice HD remake of the game.
Not the direction I expect you to go.
Well, I'm going to because it's actually been on my mind because it got recertified for PS5, the rating for PS5 and sure. Xbox Series. So it's like, okay, that was a game that there's a new Doom game coming out. So having it on the new consoles rather than backwards compatibility, they'll get some sales.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, even then, Doom 64 is an older game.
But no, but I'm saying there is a modern version of it on PS4 and Xbox.
Okay.
That yeah. works on the new consoles, and on PC, sky's the limit. I'm saying it's a weird choice to do a recertified, minus that there is a new Doom coming out, so you can release that at the same time for $5 or $10, and it will sell.
Yeah.
Cyber Sleuth, the only thing with Cyber Sleuth that might make it worth doing, and I'm sticking with Cyber Sleuth because Survive, I just don't see the point at the moment.
Right. It's literally the newest
yeah.
game.
I think like, in...
Can't remaster that before you do anything
especially
else.
Especially with more and more people buying digitally. I don't believe the original Cyber Sleuth is still available PlayStation digitally. I think it's just okay. Hacker's Memory. And I don't think they got Complete Edition. So I could see them doing that on PS4 and somehow cross-branding it with PS5 or whatever. But there's not going to be much of a difference, honestly.
I do think you need to have a new game.
No, I agree.
Associated with that first.
Sure. Yeah. Let's see.
I'm just going to check and see what Cyber Sleuth is on Steam right now.
There's a Bandai sale right now, so I bet it's cheap.
I saw that. I got an email about Next Order being on sale, and yeah. I still probably won't buy it. One of these days, I keep telling myself, yeah, it's $10 right now.
Yeah, and I would bet on Green Man Gaming or Fanatical, it's probably more like $8. Hmm. But yeah, the PC version is fine, and you know, if you want mods, they're there, and the game runs mm-hmm. It runs decently well. I won't say perfect, but decently well. Let's see. Is there anyone you'd be overwhelmed with excitement to guest on the podcast? That cat.
He's yeah. on.
just generically anyone, but I don't know if we have the time anymore to do prep between me and Dev, honestly. At the moment.
Or all sleepy bitches.
Or busy, as the case may be. But yeah. Yeah, someday we'll see who might show up. I was very tempted to attempt to do someone right when the movie disc came out. It was just end of the year, and it was just like, we're both...
Big chaos, and everything yeah. was terrible.
Yeah, mm. It just did not run into doing it. Let's see. With them being about half over and the third issue being out soon, how are you feeling about Digimon comics? I've really fucking enjoyed them. Oh, they're so...
I've heard they're so good.
They really are, and they're all different, and they're really good.
Like, those are exactly
what I love the variety.
Yeah, it's what I want the franchise to be doing.
My only complaint is... I understand they're doing it like an anthology, so they all come out on the same day. I would love if there was some distance. So it wasn't like,
yeah.
So it wasn't like, okay, you wake up and there's 250 pages of Digimon comics right then that people want to discuss. It's like, it would be great if it was just one of them. And it was
the
40 or 50 pages.
Model.
Yeah.
Yeah. They trickled them out a little more.
Yeah. I would love it if it was that because it also lets you feel like you don't have to binge through them if you want to be able to discuss them.
Yeah.
But also we have to binge through them because of the podcast schedule.
Yeah. But also, like, we don't necessarily talk about them for a long time because five different things and Liberator, it's just not going to happen. Who do we think is the greatest of all time, Patamon or Tailmon?
Kitty.
It's also noted, does that one of them evolves into Goatmon factor into our consideration?
Absolutely.
It's Tailmon. Patamon's
also,
evolution.
Also, a waifu and a big fluffy pink dragon, so.
Yeah, and Patamon's evolutions die a lot.
Yeah. And then Teddy Iron Fist notes they think Posaku Demizu could be a good artist for a Digimon anime or manga. I think the issue there is since they do Beyblade now, it it's a bit too much of getting another Tenya Yabuno, who is willing to, you know, do the marketing type stuff while being great at it. And I feel like it, you have to compare their more marketing-oriented stuff to what they would do for Digimon, rather than like the, oh, people hold this up as like a great example of the arts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's see here. Do you think there'll be new Digimon anime and games soon? I'm not complaining. I'm just curious how you take it. Anime, it feels like right on the fucking cusp.
I like that they know you enough to say they're not complaining.
To be fair, if they had just done the first part, I would have taken it as complaining. A lot of times when I get these questions, like, where the fuck are the fucking games? And it's like rewriting it to be polite. This was just polite.
Yes.
Anime feels like we're right on the cusp. Games, we know they're working on stuff. We don't necessarily know if it's the same stuff Habu was doing. I kind of think...
We also don't know how much progress they're...
Well, I think they're... Here's the thing that I think gets people confused. Habu was very much a hype man type producer. So he would hype stuff up. He would make promises that weren't necessarily realistic. And then he would go silent when, like, they couldn't be delivered on. It appears the current producer is being quiet, probably because there's just not anything to announce.
Right.
They're not at that point. And I think that's probably the advantage, because Habu way over-promised. If you, like, go back and look at stuff he said, like, he was talking about yearly games before they had done two games in a row.
Yeah.
Like, he really over-promised stuff. And that's great for building a pipe if you can do it. And
do the fucking thing.
But hey, we've definitely gotten next order three times.
Just port me some redigitize so I can actually play it.
Let's see.
How do we feel about the anime possibilities?
So you know who's directing Digimon Adventure Beyond the music video PV, right?
Right.
Yes, but I have forgotten.
No, I meant AR.
I thought, was Kakuto involved with that? Or?
And he's also been talking about, like, there's going to be more to what to, like, look forward to in, like, his specific way of where he, like, talks when he shouldn't be or taking photos.
Yeah.
Where, like, he said, like, one sec. There was some message where, like, he was commenting on something regarding, like, artwork for Beyond. He's like, I look forward to it. I hope everyone likes it. There's going to be lots more to be excited for. It's like, that's how we knew.
Come back here and explain that.
Remember, that's how we found out the thing was going to be an event. That's how we found out whatever Kizuna was going to be an adventure movie. We just knew they were doing more animation. We didn't know what it was. Mm-hmm. And then he talked about, like, why he was a consultant. Then he left.
Oh yeah.
We did not know it was related to adventure before that moment.
Did we?
It was like a one-page teaser at the end of Try, where it's just like an image of Agumon that Kenji Watanabe drew. It just said like,
I assumed that was adventure related. So I think that was meant to be the assumption.
That was the assumption, but nothing had been said beyond just, hey, more Digimon will exist.
It would be weird to post to promote a non-adventure project at the end of Try.
To be fair, at the time, there was the idea that other Digimon stuff might do well, minus Atmon also not really doing that well, and then Ghost Game not really doing all that well, and Seekers existed.
It was there.
And then at some point we got And then at some point we got the Tamers Blu-ray, where Tamers fans were like, now you're going to see, it's going to outsell the Adventure Blu-ray, and it did like one-third of the O2 Blu-ray.
Anyway, next anime is going to be Adventure something.
Probably. Let's see. Then Tiny says, do you think there'll be Digimon anime that's actually good again? And the problem there is plenty of people like the stuff that's come out. Like,
here's,
I know.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Everything adventure anime has been good. So, there
like,
you go.
Like, what is the worst adventure anime to most people? They would
the
say
the reboot, I guess.
I think depending on who you're looking at, you'd get Try or 2020. But those are both did really well and are for wildly different audiences, and they still did well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and even Stark like, says like that's the his answer is define good.
Like, I mean, if we're like, it is a long time since Try and Atmon.
Yeah, like
but
that.
We've only had like a couple series since, and a lot of people like 2020. It's a lot of fun.
And Ghostscape, some people just aren't convinced it's over because of how the show was.
Oh, God, still?
Oh, there are still definitely... Now, a lot of them now will say they're coping when they say it. So they'll at least admit that, like, okay, it's not. But then you still get some people popping up like, they're going to do an Atmon movie. Have they announced the Atmon movie yet? Atmon 2.
Why do you need an Atmon movie that ended
Anaconda.
No, not Atmon, sorry, Ghost Game.
No. I mean, I was fine with Ghost Games ending too, but
I'm in
the minority on that one.
I think a lot of the ending worked without certain assumptions. I still think them reiterating the speech from the Navigator at the end and not having him say Digimon was really bad writing.
Yeah.
When at the end, when he goes hologram, ghost again, I was 100% sure he was going to say Digimon. Let's see. Last chance for questions there. The next question, the last question that was sent in was, with Atmon being added to the card game, what do you think will be the next big addition in a year or two?
Whatever wild gimmick they're going to come up with to keep the game relevant.
See, I thought
based on the Digimon comic.
See, but stuff like that feels like I don't think there's enough for it to be a big addition. Like with Atmon, because like they're going to add new keywords, they're going to add new gameplay stuff. That's normal. Atmon, regardless of how many people like it, in the sense of it being, you know, a success or not a success, it is a big thing to be added.
It's a new source of monsters and mechanics.
Yes.
And for that, it's interesting.
As for what else you could do, I'm trying to think. I feel like there's two things off the top of my head. One is you do some sort of set with guests of, like, not Digimon, but like
you've like had crossover
Metabots has shown up in Digimon stuff. Or what's the one that people talk about that Watanabe worked on, Legends?
Yeah, Legends.
Yeah, you could do like an EX set of like franchises that aren't Digimon, but like they're willing to play ball, if you get what I mean. The other one would be Bandai started that generic anime card game, Union Arena. That's where like it's everything except One Piece, Dragon Ball, Digimon. It's the stuff like it's Hunter x Hunter, it's Bleach, One Punch Man, various stuff like that. I could see at some point them deciding to get rid of some of the standalone games like Digimon and unify it into that at some point.
God, I hope not.
My questions. Do we think the Digimentals are still on the D terminals? I don't see why not. Here's the thing. I don't see, for the beginning, even if you get rid of Louis and just do it's the O2 kids wandering around, whatever, if they'd gone through every fucking evolution, people would have complained about that.
Mm-hmm. You might have ate all of them.
Yeah. See, I would say, yeah. I think that's about it, though. AR, what have you been up to?
Well, like I said, I'm on the school board for my community, so I've been doing that, and actually went to a convention last week all about education, which was really interesting because it's the same convention center as Anime Milwaukee, which I'll be staffing in a month. it's very surreal going to a completely different kind of convention in the same space.
Just whip
like I'm going to sessions learning about education while also going like I should take some pictures for reference.
Oh, that
for how we're
that,
using this panel
that'd
room.
Actually be good and useful.
It's tremendously useful. It's been great. Just trying to survive in today's climate.
Yeah, I think everyone's doing that.
It's trying to being the keyword. It's rough.
Yeah,
I'm doing lots of work. It has been not tiring, more exhausting. I know me and Dev, I can tell in the last month and a half, there's a huge uptick in the amount of stupid stuff me and Dev send each other. Or fun and amusement. One of the things I'm looking forward to when I have time is the documentary Questlove did about music on Saturday Night Live. Did you see that preview clip someone uploaded today?
No.
Okay, when the show's done, I'm linking you guys. It is some of the best music remixing I've ever seen. It's basically taking 50 years of the music and doing like 6 minutes of interspliced music with stuff playing at the same time, remixing it from performances on the show. It is.
I am very interested in
it. Oh no, it is one of the best things I've seen recently. In fact, since I've talked about it, I'll throw it in the chat for them, and then I'll link you guys when we finish here in a minute. Dev, what Wikimon article would you like people to read?
Let's go.
I'm pretty sure that music came out. Yeah, I'm pretty sure when I went to grab the link, it started playing for about 5 seconds. Go ahead, say it again, Dev. I think the music covered it.
Goatmon, because any excuse I have to make farm animal noises.
That's a good excuse, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they confirmed there was like 5 seconds of the music coming out. So, yeah. And the chat agrees with you, Dev Goatmon. I can be found with the will as always. And we are 2 months to Digimon Con, where we get stuff beyond. And I would not be shocked if this is one of the times when we actually get something announced there. Because with Kakadu, like, saying something's happening.
Also, I'm really looking forward to seeing, like, more of the Godzilla Digimon VP.
I keep trying to decide if they're going to hold that off till then or if something's going to be announced sooner.
Hard to say.
I keep trying to remember if there's, like, a Godzilla event. Because they could announce... They may announce it... Actually, do you remember how they announced it, that, Dev? Do you remember I was fucking annoyed about it?
It's just like, here's a screen.
It was in the middle of the night when I was doing the weekend batch thing. And I took a break and I'm like, wait, what's all this? It's like, no, they're announcing stuff right fucking now.
And I squeal in delight.
Yes. So I can be found at Witho as always. AR can be found at his convention in a bit.
I'm also on Blue Sky at AR Palver. I still have a Tumblr. And I might put more Digimon content on it if someone, you know, if he asks me a question, I'll probably still answer it. So I do check it once in a while, although I don't post as much stuff there.
And I think that's about, it is still really weird to think 250 episodes, though. Holy shit.
It's weird to think that I probably only missed like 15.
You've missed 25-ish, somewhere around there.
Okay, that's more than I thought it would be.
Because about a year's worth, so it'd be about... Because you left about last year.
I made one random appearance, though. I was counting that.
For drinks.
No for drinks,
food.
Yeah.
That's the funny part, is there's no food this time.
I know, I'm a little upset.
Don't worry, I can almost guarantee you, minus them just announcing something big and being like, you got time? I guarantee the next time's going to be, they announced some shitty drinks and a karaoke thing. You want in on this?
I devote 90 minutes of my time and all I got is Ghostmon's tea.
I don't know. We got to...
With blue curry
counselor. We got to talk about that car that looks like fucking Kermit the Frog and Oscar the Grouch.
Oscar.
So we will catch you guys later. Thank you everyone for showing up. Bye.
Bye.